It used to be desert. You could sit out on your front porch and watch the tumbleweeds bounce by. But now if you had a front porch, what you'd see is golf carts silently slipping past. Sun City, it's known as a peaceful retirement community. But Sun City has its shadows.
I hate these f***ing golf carts.
Thelma Brown. You never saw her without a shoulder bag. As she walked, she was always looking over her shoulder.
I hate how these f***ing golf carts sneak up behind you.
A pebble crunched beneath a rubber tire and she whirled around, her hand deep in her bag. But it was just another golf cart slipping past.
F***ing golf carts.
Why was Thelma so nervous? Was it because she was once married to Jacob Goldstein, bookkeeper for the mob? When Jacob died, natural causes, Thelma made a copy of that second account book that Jacob kept for Legs LaRue. Then she disappeared. She became Thelma Brown, retired librarian, resident of Sun City. Thelma liked to gamble. She sent Legs a couple of pages from his account book. A couple of days later, she sent a note.
Put $75,000 into an offshore account, and your books will be shredded.
Legs was not happy.
Find that f***ing bitch!
While they combed the countryside in days past, Thelma raised her demands.
It's now $100,000, motherfucker.
Legs still wasn't paying up, so Thelma sent a couple of pages to the state's attorney general. This made Legs very unhappy.
Where is that bitch? Yeah, what? Uncle Louie, I don't have time. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Uncle Louie, a new resident of Sun City, recognized Thelma at the senior center. Two nights later, as Thelma was walking back home, a golf cart silently slipped up behind her. Maybe Thelma's hearing wasn't what it used to be. Or maybe her arthritic hand slipping into her bag wasn't as fast as she thought it'd be.
Kink.
It's like I said, Sun City has its shadows.